Now, the U.S. president has made a U-turn on his earlier cancellation of a summit with North Korean leader that was scheduled for June 12th in Singapore.
My letter was a response to their letter. The media forgot that. You know, the media said, oh, you had a meeting, then you canceled. I didn't cancel the meeting. I canceled it in response to a very tough statement. And I think we're over that, totally over that. And now we're going to deal, and we're going to really start a process. We're meeting with the chairman on June 12th. And I think it's probably going to be a very successful, ultimately a successful process.
Now, Trump added that he expects a number of meetings to tackle all thorny issues with North Korea. U.S. president's announcement came after holding talks with North Korean leader's top advisor Kim Jong-chol in the White House. Envoy delivered a personal letter from a country's leader to Trump. Now, Trump says North Korea should abandon nukes for any de-escalation with the U.S. However, Pyongyang has demanded security safeguards for any talks on its nukes. It says the U.S. should also end its joint military drills with South Korea that the North describes as provocative. And I would join out of Orlando, Florida, Mr. Jacob Music, host at Voice of the Revolution Radio. Hello, Jacob. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program. Now, Jacob, you know, just a little while ago, you know, denuclearization was out of the question for Pyongyang, and now it's not. So, but Washington has made this a stated claim that, you know, getting its troops, its 20,000 plus troops, is out of the question. Stopping these military drills is out of the question. Why should that be out of the question when you have an opportunity? You're on the threshold of a unified Korea after decades. Will the U.S. get out of the way and let this happen?
Well, the most important thing here is that the United States, the Republic of Korea, and the Democratic People's Republic of Korea are coming together, that they are going to be able to organize a summit in a short amount of time. The South and the North have said that they will officially end the Korean War by the end of the year. The fact that they're even coming to the table, recognizing each other, North Korea no longer refers to the President of the United States as dotard. The President of the United States no longer refers to Chairman Kim Jong-un as Rocket Man. These are very major accomplishments already, and probably much more than almost anybody would think could be possible 1 year ago. However, like you have mentioned, there is so much more work to be done before reunification of the North Korean Peninsula, of the Korean Peninsula can happen. It needs to come incrementally, and the first step is all of the parties actually recognizing not only the right to exist, but recognizing the government without the threat of regime change. And so this is very major. Of course, it could be going better. You know, the United States, very unpredictably, but in Trump's character, has done two reversals on their policy. But the fact that they're even coming together to speak of anything at all is a major step, and I think it needs to be lauded as an event of world historical importance.
And Jacob, and I want to gauge your level of optimism with how Donald Trump is going to handle this.
I'm cautiously optimistic. If you look at the statements of the American in the American press by the administration, like you had mentioned previously, they are saying they want complete denuclearization of only North Korea. Now, North Korea may actually agree to this. They knew, and this was part of the rush to develop nuclear weapons that could reach the United States in the past decade, that once they had those, they would not only get the United States' attention, but that those weapons would guarantee the Workers' Party of Korea's survival as the government of North Korea. They've already accomplished that. Now they need to decide whether they will disagree with the United States and continue to be at odds with it by keeping their weapons, or to say they are keeping their weapons and actually keep a few and destroy the rest, or they could comply with the United States. However, looking at the example of Afghanistan, Iraq, and Libya, they should be cautious in moving forward. Yet they seem to actually be trusting of the United States, and the United States seems to be willing to at least be more accepting of Korean initiatives than it has in the past.
Always a pleasure to get your perspective there, Mr. Jacob Music, host of Voice of the Revolution Radio, joining us out of Orlando, Florida.